So this is the particular form that we are going to take a look at, which is an example of a 360 degrees form. Over here, you can see communication having a few ratings over there. So this particular form has been provided, okay, as a sample for our understanding. Apart from communication, there are problem solving and decision making attribute, along with the organization aspects and the time management aspects. The next aspect that we are looking at is the interpersonal skills. So I am just briefly reading out the headings for you. You can pause this particular video and read out the questions for these respective categories. We still have some more, which are team working, continuous improvement, customer focus, and the aspect of motivation. So these aspects can be understood and read. You can provide your own rating, as well as you can introspect when others give their multiple ratings or the multi ratings that we spoke about. The HRIS team needs to acknowledge that to achieve the organizational goals, they need to partner with a vendor who not only has extensive experience working with large global organizations, but also has a very flexible technology and consulting experts team that will support them along the way. The vendor must understand that every organization has unique characteristics, distinct culture, and wide variety of developmental needs. Thus, the subject matter experts have to craft robust modules and processes to help the organizations build a competency model and assessment items that are just right for their organization. After having had a detailed discussion about the performance appraisal modules and especially the multi-rating forms and the 360 degrees feedback, we will discuss the next sub-module of performance management application, that is the payroll management module, from the next slide onwards. In this particular slide, we are going to discuss the critical aspects about the next sub-module, that is the payroll management module. A well-known fact in the industry is that the payroll is an extremely critical function and it is vulnerable to mistakes and errors. The essential objective of the HRM managers is to ensure that all employees receive their payments in a time-bound manner. Payroll is the process by which employers pay an employee for the work that they have completed. Any business with employees pay for that employee for the work that they have completed. Any business with the employees should have a payroll management process that is established properly. An effective and efficient payroll process ensures that employees are paid accurately and consistently and gives the HR the chance to focus on other aspects of their jobs. This includes all forms of payments such as compensation, installments, taxation, and various deductions related to them, to the employees working in the organizations. This is critical in maintaining continuous confidence of the employees. This is extremely essential to an organization from an accounting point of view as well. Payroll is important on the grounds that it significantly influences the net salary of most organizations. The need to develop a robust payroll management module has arisen because payroll management duties can create a huge burden and unwanted stress for small organizations as well as medium and big-sized organizations, and can be overwhelming for large businesses as mentioned. A missed deadline or incorrect filing of taxes can result in fines or even jail time. To avoid these issues, every small, mid-sized and large business should be using a proficient payroll management software application. Before proposing a robust payroll system, it is quintessential to develop more clarity about this concept. Payroll in accounting terms means the sum paid to employees for carrying out the organizational activities for a certain duration. Payroll is the total of all budgetary records of pay rates for a worker, compensation, rewards, and the findings that they do. A payroll management system is a software program designed to organize all the tasks of employee payment and tax filing. These tasks include keeping track of hours, calculating wages, tracking attendance, withholding taxes and deductions, printing and delivering of checks, completing direct deposits, paying premiums to insurance carriers and external vendors, and paying of employment taxes also to the government. So these are a lot of functionalities that are proficiently carried out in a robust payroll management module. We will continue our discussion about more functionalities in the next slide as well. The methodology comprises of the estimation of salaries and employee tax deductions, providing the retirement profits and the payment of compensations to the employees. It can likewise be termed as an action coming under accounts that is responsible for the payment of employees in the organization. The payroll management software can be purchased through an HRIS software vendor or included in an HR software package as a module within a comprehensive system. Calculating the pay rates is a fairly complex task, which the HRM and the accounts department work together to figure out and dispense the compensation to the workers. Thus, as is realized from the above discussions, there is a need to automate the payroll functionality. The payroll software requires employers to input the employee wage information and hours, but not much beyond that. From there, the software uses the information to calculate, process, and deduct withholdings automatically. Most payroll softwares are automatically updated whenever a tax law changes and will remind the employers when to file various tax forms. So there are a number of functionalities that are provided by the payroll management module of a robust vendor. The payroll management application is responsible for automating the payroll estimations for wages, rewards, and different manifestations of compensation. This application is intended to provide solutions to the whole range of organizational payroll requirements. The HRM managers expect the system to convert the payroll functionality in a more robust and effective manner. The payroll is something that has to be done accurately and regularly, so it makes sense for organizations to invest in a system that automates these processes. The payroll software can mitigate errors, improve compliance, and save time. With increasingly easy to use options, the payroll software is helping organizations everywhere retain control over payroll processes while providing greater flexibility than with the outsourced payrolls. We will discuss more about this particular topic in the next slide as well. This basically expedites the designing of payroll parts, for example, compensation, rewards, or different types of recompense, direct taxes, and deductions. It empowers the arrangement of payroll transforming consistent with the enterprise's strategies and guarantees that payroll methodologies are successful, correct, and dependable. The payroll software needs to be easy to use and affordable and should have the ability to reduce errors in the payroll process, which results in the reduction in the hours spent calculating employee hours, their wages, and tax withholdings. This is true of small and large businesses. For small businesses especially, the owners can purchase affordable systems on their local computers or through a cloud service using a pay-as-you-go model. They can also maintain more control of the payroll process with these kinds of software applications, which allow them to compile reports at their own pace and make changes quickly if the need arises. In this slide, through this particular picture, we are going to look at the critical components of the payroll module. This includes the payroll management system, which will be discussed next, followed by the time management system. This includes important information related to the timeliness related to employees and their performance. The third application, which is a part of the payroll module, is the employee transfer, promotion and increments module that we are going to discuss. And the final module relates to the income tax management. So these are four critical modules which are a part of our payroll management. In this next slide, we are going to take a look at the module related to specific payroll management. The crux of the module of payroll is the payroll management system. This application is responsible for processing the finished records, creation of registers for attendance and payslips, and also responsible to figure all remittances and tax deductions and the creation of statutory forms related to payroll. The submodule related to payroll deals with all the prerequisites concerned with the administration of employees' payrolls and the accounting processes. With the payroll management system, the organization is still handling its own payroll processes, but the time-consuming aspects are automated. The payroll software is slightly more costly than doing payroll manually, but the money spent will be worth the reduced risk of error and time saved in the man hours. Hence, most of the organizations, large, medium, and small, have now employed some form of payroll management software as a part of their overall payroll management module. In the next slide, we are going to discuss some more details related to this particular aspect of the overall payroll management module. The designers need to be aware of the fact that the payroll software should be created with a practical objective. Preciseness should be kept in mind while processing different remittances and deductions that should be provided to the employees. The module needs to be compatible and flexible. It is important to have payroll software that functions well with the other modules of HRIS. The HRM department needs to look for integration capabilities and ensure that the system is a match for any HR or financial software that they're currently using. It's also essential to compare the offerings of viable vendors and read reviews from some of their current customers. Large or rapidly growing organizations may wish to invest in payroll software systems that are integrated with other aspects of planning and human resource management. They also need to consider how many employees the payroll software can handle and factor in the potential growth. If available, they need to request for demos and observe how easy the software is to work with and how well it fits the overall business. In the next slide, we are going to continue with this discussion. It might as well offer exceptionally high adaptability in characterizing different remittances and derivations in processing the payroll. For the management, it is essential to ensure that the software is made by a well-designed brand and not a new or an unstable vendor. A few contemporary examples of vendors providing a wide range of payroll management module functionalities are discussed here. One powerful vendor currently popular is Ultimate Software. This vendor delivers cloud-based HRIS solutions that help businesses simplify payroll computations, accelerate talent acquisition, manage time and attendance, and support proactive strategic talent management on a global level. The next one is the Ceridian Dayforce HCM, which is another vendor that provides robust payroll management and software functionality. This is again a cloud-based platform encompassing the HR, payroll, benefits, and talent and workforce management. It provides organizations with scalable frameworks and real-time data, such as continual pay calculations, to enable efficient decision-making. In the next slide, we are going to take a quick look at a screenshot of a payroll management module to enhance your understanding of the same. So here a screenshot has been provided of the payroll management module. As you can see, this is a dashboard, meaning that it shows pictorial information. As you can see, the information has been provided in different manners of statistical dashboards. It has provided the reviews, approvals required for certain financial processes, the total salary calculations, and the average calculations of salaries in dollars. In the next slide, we will discuss the sub-module which comes next in the payroll management module, which is the time management module. The sub-module on time management is being discussed in this and the next few slides. This is a critical module to the overall payroll management application. This feature is designed with the intention to back or support the time identified requirements of an extensive variety of business capabilities, incorporating enterprise management across different and diverse sectors. So when choosing a time management system, the management would need to look for robust security as well. Having password protected software safeguards the organization against information tampering and potential data breaches. Ideally, this time management system should have good security reviews and ratings. The vendor representatives should also be able to answer any questions that the HRM department has about the related security. In the next slide, we will look at a few more functionalities related to the time management module, which is the part of the overall performance management module. The sub-module related to time management should encapsulate the requirements of time-related aspects for payroll, accounting from budgetary and expense perspective, administration of projects, incentives provided to the employees as well. Today's organizations require robust applications related to recording and processing attendance and timekeeping. They need to manage employees' time with a proficient time management module. They need to give employees access to real-time leave balances as well as submitting of leave requests directly from their employee portals. A modern time management module should have the ability to route time off requests to the right manager for approval in an automated electronic manner and effectively allow the employees and managers to approve timekeeping requests. We will discuss more about this particular module in the next slide as well. The current requirement from the business is of a flexible time management system that provides organizations the knowledge and the power in a unified solution. To empower better proficiency, the module should function as a precise instrument for processing time. Its powerful capabilities need to empower the supervision in the fields of transforming, reporting, and administering of time in a global manner. Enlisted in this particular slide are some of the important requirements of the organizations from a typical time management sub-module. The first requirement is the need to support better timekeeping abilities with organization-wide processing capabilities. The next requirement is to support better automation for the processing of complex time pay rate calculations. The third and the last requirement is the need to support the integration of attendance-related practices and enhancing of productivity. In this slide, we are also going to look at some of the key features of a prominent time management module, that is the SAP time management module provided by the famous company SAP. This provides the requirements for the organizations in the form of monitoring human costs as per the time booking for a project, the documents progress of the process which are included as a part of this module, the process of invoices and records of the external employee services, the maintenance planning and progress related to time management in the overall performance management module, and the collection of data plans and sheets related to the time management module. In the next slide, we are going to discuss a few more features of the time management module. Does the time management module needs to help the HRM designers in the organization to integrate the attendance information through the use of the software application, which is a critical and a very important feature. This module should empower the people in the organization to view their time-related information. It helps in precise and quicker preparation of the time-related payroll data. The picking up of better control over critical investment funds in both cash and time and payroll-related information is another critical functionality. The time management module also needs to effectively support and apply payment arrangements for diverse worker segments depending upon the rank level and the designation. In the next slide, we are going to look at a screenshot of a time management module to develop a better understanding of this. In this slide, through the use of this particular snapshot, we are going to understand more features related to the time management module. As you can see in this particular snapshot, on the left-hand side, you can see the various aspects related to the HRI's processes of this module. The tab that is highlighted currently is the time and the reports tab. And as you can see, there are various employee aspects. So one particular employee whose monthly details have been shown over here, respective to July of 2017. Now, as you can see, the time blocks have been provided in which certain activities have been done. And in a quick, aspect, the time blocks can be seen, like vacation that has been taken, shifting to the new office, family commitments, some leaves that were supposed to be taken during a specific date set. So this provides us a more comprehensive view of the time management module. In the next slide, we will discuss the next submodule of the payroll management module, that is the employee transfer, promotions, and the increments. The payroll software module or the payroll management module also includes the aspects of employee transfer, promotions, and increments, as mentioned in the last slide. These three major elements should be covered by the payroll module. Some of the key submodules that need to be included in this are promotion. So this particular application provides promotion related information and data of the employees to the management. The facility over here is provided to define the promotion date and several various aspects related to promotions. The second aspect is the annual increment, which should be enabling the calculation of the annual increment for that particular employee during the range of 1 year. The last aspect is the performance increment. So in this particular aspect, the performance related modules should enable the increment based on the performance. So relevant data and information is captured in this particular software and provided to the management, which thus helps understand how a performance is calculated for a specific employee. We will continue our discussion about this particular submodule in the next slide as well. When there are vacancies in an organization, they can be filled up by the internal or the external candidates. Though the organization prefers to fill up the vacancies by the external candidates through the selection procedure, the internal candidates may also apply for the post and may be tested and selected for higher level jobs in the organizational hierarchy at par with the external candidates. The promotion and performance increment are a completely systematic activity which helps an organization to determine the extent to which employees are delivering the aligned performance which is aligned to the business results. The HR specialists design and implement the performance management system and maintain the records. This function focuses on the processes of setting up goals for the performance as individuals or teams and designing of performance assessment methods. In the next slide, we will discuss more about the elements related to performance and promotion. The HRIS modules play an important role in recording and processing the critical information of promotion and performance increment in a precise manner. The Human Resources Department is responsible for the administration and processing of this information. However, Every employee and manager has a responsibility to ensure the success of the processing of this information. This is effectively done by inputting information in the payroll software and retrieving valuable information to support the promotion and performance increment of the deserving employees. The manual judgment in this context have now become accurate because of the software support that is being provided through this particular submodule. In the next slide, we are going to take a quick look at a screenshot in order to develop better understanding about this submodule. In this particular slide, we are going to take a look at a screenshot from a payroll management module. Here you can see the employee details, the department of the employee. We see several headings under the payroll components like salary, commission, holiday, overtime, and other non-essentials. We also see the deduction types and the deduction amounts. Here under edit wages, we have several headings with the applied summary as well. The modules for the payroll management software should also define the submodules related to the income tax management requirements of the employees in the organization. Calculation of income and tax thereon, attractive care of statutory deductions, advanced tax register, advanced tax option report, calculation of overseas company, and non-residence are some of the functionalities that are currently available in the submodule of the income tax management in the payroll management software. Many predefined reports should be generated available for use. In addition, the option should also be available to configure and generate user-defined reports.